Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels, as we're in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, for a few days. As we look at the Gospel of Luke, it's amazing how he really takes a look at it differently from, for instance, John and Matthew and Mark, where he's taken it really from a perspective of being a doctor, very detailed in understanding the infirmities that people had and what they were struggling with. In verse 10 of chapter 13, we read, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over, could in no way rise herself. But when Jesus saw her, he called unto her and said unto her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." So here we have this picture of Jesus just simply teaching on a Sabbath day, and he notices this woman for 18 years who had been bent over. Oh my goodness, you could picture this poor gal just struggling. And he said, and he laid his hands on her, immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The Lord healed her. I think it's amazing when you think of the pain and the suffering people go through, and then simply a touch of Jesus, how your life could be changed. Not only just in a spiritual sense, but certainly a physical sense also. The touch of Jesus is amazing. How he just laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. And of course, she started glorifying God. But then in verse 14, he says, "But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, There are 6 days on which men ought to work thereof, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day." He's saying, this guy, can you believe this? This is the thing that's so ridiculous, and how so many people can be blinded by their traditions, and certainly they, when they become so religious that they forget about the common need of man and be able to help man, how that takes precedence over everything. But he said, hey, don't you have the other days that you can heal? Why do you have to pick on a Sabbath day? You could have came by any time. But this is the Sabbath day. And of course, the Lord answered him and said here before us, he said, "Hypocrite, do not each of you have on your Sabbath day loose an ox and a donkey from the stall and led it away to water?" He says, hey guys, don't you do this? You take care of your animals. And he says, so ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day. And so he was attributing the pain that she was going through, the sickness that she was feeling, was she was bound there from Satan. And it's interesting how they were attributing the works that Jesus did was wrong because it was on the Sabbath day, and Jesus is saying, hey, actually she's suffering because of Satan, and the touch that she received, it was from God, and God healed her and set her free. And when he said these things, all the adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all glorious things that were being done by him. And so we just have recorded right here in this event, this beautiful touch of Jesus to this woman. But obviously there were many other things that were being done in the name of Jesus and certainly by his touch. Then he said to those who were still there at the synagogue, "What is the kingdom of God like?" That's a good question, isn't it? "And to what shall I compare it?" I think it's important for us to pay attention when Jesus is going to tell us what the kingdom of God is like. He says, "It's like a mustard seed, which a man took and put it into his garden, and it grew, became a large tree, and the birds of the air nested in its branches." Of course, first of all, mustard doesn't grow into trees. Mustard plants or seeds grow into a bush. So the growth here was unnatural. And sometimes birds represent evil in the Bible. Therefore, Jesus was predicting great growth of the church, but acknowledging that it won't all be good. Today, there are many who do things in the name of the church, or the name of Jesus Christ, yet they do not submit to Jesus Christ and his teaching. They use the name of Jesus, but have no relationship with him. Let me say that again. They use the name of Jesus, but have no relationship with him. They brand anyone who speaks up for the truth as being intolerant. Or, you know what, they're trying to break up the unity. And really, the unity is, as long as we agree what they say, that means we're united. But if we disagree, then we're being intolerant. But Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does my will of my Father in heaven." And so doing the will of God is really what unites us, is really what brings us to that place where we have fellowship with God, and that God wants us to have is to speak up for the truth. So what is unity? I hear that word floated around all over the place where we need to, it's almost like that old saying where we need to get along to go along. I mean, we've got to kind of agree with everybody, and you know, that's how we need to be united. That if you're not agreeing with the guy down the street or other churches or other teaching, then you're actually sowing discourse. Well, I don't see that in Scripture. Jesus was very much straightforward in his teaching. In fact, he says he didn't come to bring peace on this earth, but a sword. And he brings fire with him. Unity is brought forth, the way God sees unity, is around the person of Jesus Christ. Who he is, what we consider about him, as we pay attention to his teaching, and then are we actually doing those things. Those are the ones that we unite with. Those who recognize Jesus as their Messiah. Those who call him Lord and surrender themselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And then those who are looked to be led by God's Spirit. Those who seek to be led by him. And let me tell you, those that we unite with will have something that's very much in common with Jesus, and very much in common, hopefully, and should be with your own life. It's a life of love. And that's what unites us, is that love of God that drew us to Christ in the first place draws us to each other, and we unite in that bond of love. The New American Standard says in this one scripture, he tells us to put on love, which is the perfect bond of unitedness, per se, or that which unites us is the perfect bond of unity, it says. So we are to put on love, that perfect bond of unity, the things that bring us together. May we walk in God's love this week. May we walk in God's love this day. And as we think of this parable of the mustard seed, Jesus says the kingdom of God's going to be like this. The big church, the mega church, it seems like those birds fly in their nest. And the pastor, per se, maybe has good intention, has a great heart, but he gets bigger. He seems to lose sight of his people, and certainly those who are on staff and those who want to run things. And I believe what Jesus is saying, a lot of the big churches and the mega churches, and I've been around them before in my own life, they have a tendency to lose track of the people who they are serving. May we be about the kingdom of God. May we as individuals be about the word of God and teaching and loving people and caring for people. As we move forward in the Gospels this week, I pray that each and every one of us would grow in grace and the understanding of Jesus Christ. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.